This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We got some really bad news. That's why Owen originally an hour ago showed up to tell me. And then he saw the guest we had on, and we had him on about that. There's been so much breaking. Tommy Robinson, that patriot exposing Islamic invasion, you know Count Dankula, is facing up to a year in prison for doing a Hitler dog joke, something John Cleese and many others have done. Tommy Robinson arrested, but now there's more. Arrested while filming outside grooming trials in Leeds, where they've caught the police en masse and the government literally helping groom little girls for sex slavery, some that have died, and they're saying he's facing 13 months in prison. Wow. So we're going to go to Roger Stone for the rest of the segment and one more, and then taking over Joel Gilbert. He's loaded for bear. And then you're going to start your three-hour special broadcast on Veterans Day with Sawman co-hosting with you coming up. But, I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, you know, a year in jail for making a pug Nazi joke. I made the same joke about my late French bulldog because he didn't have hair on this part of his nose. It was black. This was white. And I said, you know, Hitler dog, will he be banned? Well, in England, I would face a year in prison.
I just can't even believe this. What has happened to free speech? What has happened to the principles of free speech? What has happened to the left that used to stand for free speech? I mean, this used to be something that the right and the left could come together
They're
on.
Making their move with the judiciary, and Trump and others have got to break the back of it.
Well, I mean, you know that basically, if you want to see what America on the path it's on, look at China. They're about 100 years ahead of us. Look at Europe. They're about 10 years ahead of us. So this is 10 years away from America if we don't do something about it right now.
I think it's sooner than that. I think if Hillary would have gotten in.
Oh, well, then it'd be today. Well, yeah.
It'd be accelerated.
For example, Alex, I'd go broadcast from the school shooting in Santa Fe where you sent me to go broadcast. They'd shut me down, probably arrest me because of Sandy Hook. That's what they'd say. They'd say, oh, you're out here bullying victims. They'd shut me down. They'd probably arrest me.
You had a woman walk over and say that we got people killed in Pizzagate. Totally made up.
Which again.
No one even died.
And that's one out of the 50 people I talked to. So it's sad. It's a fringe element. But yeah, I mean.
But they're more and more in control of the system.
And they want me to leave. They're saying, you're not allowed to be here. And it's like, I'm not even talking about politics or anything. I'm just here to talk.
You very tastefully talked to eyewitnesses and interviewed families. And we live in Texas, and we're news, and we're allowed to do it.
And then you had MSNBC who tried to push their political agenda upon the people they were interviewing. They couldn't get the interviews.
Oh, that video you aired, I didn't even know you got that there so much. You aired it a few days later. What's the name of that where you show MSNBC trying to go through a bunch of people to get the one view they wanted? Tell folks about that.
So yesterday, basically we put
That's out, how they got the four anti-gun students in Parkland. They just interviewed 500 people. They're going to find what they need.
But they didn't do it in Santa Fe, Alex. They couldn't get that. They couldn't get it in Santa Fe.
What's the name of that video?
Are you talking about our video?
Yeah.
It's exclusive, I believe, exclusive eyewitness reports from Santa Fe High School or something.
No, like I know, but I saw you air a video, and I was like, oh, my God, I want to air that tomorrow, and I forgot to do it.
Okay, that would have been yesterday.
Where you show how they couldn't get the mainstream media how they couldn't get people to say they were anti-gun.
Yeah. That was either 2 days ago in the war room. I'm trying to remember.
That's the problem. We're breaking such bombshell
stuff.
We're
really information overload all the time here.
It is becoming insane. I mean, I can't even keep track of it anymore. All right, Roger Stone for one segment, then Joel Gilbert, always ready to take on the commies. and just absolutely expose the great goblin demon, Vladimir Putin, is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us as we go in, through, and beyond. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears. Your bus, your address, your true size, your years. Your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes. Your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here.
Roger Stone is not going to be on the War Room today. He's getting some well-deserved rest with all the hundreds of interviews he's been doing. His wife's been in the hospital off and on, so pray for her. There's a veterans call-in show with Owen Schroyer and Craig Sawyer, the former Dev Group Navy SEAL. His buddy just got the Congressional Medal of Honor. They're going to play some of that today. They're going to take veterans calls and active duty calls only to get their take on what's happening in the world and so much more. But I wanted to get Roger on because The Hill and the Associated Press reported that Mueller now admits, and they've talked to their people, that, oh, because I guess they're getting the media ready for this, we're not getting into Russiagate or collusion with Stone and the Russians. We're just going to find something financial and put him in jail. And then you got Giuliani saying, we're not worried, they're not going to flip him. And then Roger's saying, there's nothing to flip on. So, again, Roger and I talked about this months ago. We talked about this weekend. We knew it was coming. Total vindication. They've got the magnifying glass, you know, aimed up every orifice here, over every molecule of his body, as he said. And Owen didn't even want to cut it at the time that Roger has, but I wanted to have Owen ride shotgun too, because for any of his side comments or takes on this. But as the wheels come off of this, Roger, it looks like you're the last gasp hope they've got, and are almost telegraphing to you in the media that you just need to roll over or something really bad's going to happen. So hang in there, buddy. This is like way beyond any movie I've ever seen.
No, Alex, you're absolutely right. Having come up completely empty-handed in terms of any involvement in Russian collusion on my part, having come up empty-handed on the claim that I was trafficking in allegedly hacked emails with WikiLeaks, they now clearly hope to conjure up some extraneous offense in an effort to not only silence me, but to punish me for my advocacy of the election of Donald Trump. I mean, it's really disconcerting to have a runaway federal prosecutor aggressively scrutinizing, picking, and probing through every aspect of your personal and professional life, deploying platoons of federal agents to conduct this microscopic fine-tooth review of my personal life, badgering at least eight of my current or former colleagues, asking questions about my private life, my business associations, my friendship and association with you, with InfoWars, just all over the map, none of it having to do with Russian collusion or the 2016 election. It is clear that Mr. Mueller plans to target me. And, of course, MSNBC and CNN, they're just giddy with these reports that my criminal indictment is imminent, even though there is no proof of that. And they refuse to mention, oh, by the way, this has nothing to do with Russia or WikiLeaks or John Podesta's email and so on. It is really frightening. It's Big Brother writ large. It's the deep state gone
and they're obviously on their last legs. Even mainstream media has to admit that Trump is winning. The economy's coming back. That they've been covering up. They've been lying. Congress is honing in on them. Is there any way they can pull a rabbit out of their hat? Because when I told you last weekend, I mean, I said it on air, Mueller's specialty, and I sent you a news article showing this, is when they've botched investigations, when they've been caught, when they're desperate, when they're covering up, they bring in Mueller, they set somebody up, they say they're to blame, and they kill them within one day of saying they're the person that did it. And I'm serious. You've already been shot in your backyard. People make jokes about it. Oh, like, what is this, a James Bond movie? Yeah, you're at the center of the total fight for the country in a Russiagate spy operation. They shoot you with a radioactive polonium dart, which, again, are gelatin, so they dissolve. It doesn't go all the way into your body because it goes into your shirt. You know, you said your nephew was out there when this happened. Bam! You're like, what is it? You're bleeding. And then you got tested. The feds asked you not to release it in the hospital, but I think you should. I know the feds came and threatened the hospital. You should release that. I know you got T-boned. And this is what they do. Mueller kills who he's going. I know your wife didn't like hearing that, and I don't want to say it's my fault. She's been in the hospital, but you did say she got pretty freaked out when she heard the show. She knows I don't lie about stuff. But I think it's for your safety we say that Mueller is a murderer. Mueller is a criminal. He covered up 9/11. They clearly, from the evidence of my sources, killed the third patsy in the anthrax case. They have a long history of this crap. And so I'm saying by exposing that, you were the one that said they were trying to kill you so they could then set you up a year ago. You know this yourself. So I'm only saying what you already know, Roger.
Well, Alex, first of all, I think we all recognize that an unbridled federal prosecutor can literally indict a ham sandwich, but I have no interest in being Mr. Mueller's lunch. Secondarily, if anything does happen to me, I will be a martyr for the cause, and you can talk about it extensively here at InfoWars. I have no intention of rolling on this president. I have no negative information with which I could damage him. But if that's Mr. Mueller's goal, if it's not just silencing me, bankrupting me, destroying my family, maybe he thinks he can get me to flip on the president. That is not going to happen. So I'd rather fight. I will fight. I will mount a vigorous defense of any bogus charge they try to cook up that regards my personal life or my business life or my political activities. But I've been targeted. There's no question. And this is going to cost me a fortune, which is why I ask my friends and supporters to go to StoneDefenseFund.com. Very soon we will be unveiling the InfoWars Legal Defense Fund, because you're facing the same kind of BS lawsuits, harassment lawsuits that are being used to malign you, to smear you, to drive you into bankruptcy because they're expensive, even though they're harassment-oriented and frivolous. And we're just not going to stand for it. We are going to fight.
Well, I've talked to the lawyers and the experts, and they totally agree these are all lawfare deals. But with enough of them, it can start to have the desired effect. That's why listeners have to understand. We're not just saying this. We're up against the Clinton crime network. People asked us to fight them. I fought them. I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. But if you want your champions to continue on, they need to see millions and millions. Millions of dollars weren't what they used to be, okay? Satellites, crew, people, legal, law. There's more than 12 active lawsuits against us right now. As fast as we knock them down, they put new ones in. But by the grace of God, Weinstein's going to jail. He's part of the larger network of pedophiles we know through the Lolita Express. This is going to bring them all down. It's why they're fighting for their lives, because it's a death battle, Roger. So, yes, we need to have a big focus fundraiser next week, because I've learned, if I just kind of ask here, ask there, it doesn't do anything. We need to have a big beat the drum, lay it out, expose it, extravaganza. So get your butt to Texas as soon as you can to launch this thing next Thursday. We're doing a 34-hour broadcast. If none of your wife's from the hospital, we'll do it remote, my friend. Owen Schroyer, your comments.
Well, and I think that if they saw the audience support us even more in the face of these lawsuits, they'd be less inclined to actually go with them, because it's all measurements with them. It's all measuring how they can bring you down or get in your head or whatever.
It's like Caputo. He was going to have to sell his house. As soon as he got the support, they kind of backed off.
Exactly. So if they saw that all of a sudden in the face of these lawsuits that InfoWars just got massive amounts of you know, purchases at InfoWarsStore.com, you know, record purchases at InfoWarsStore.com as they continue to mount these lawsuits, I think that that might back them off because now they're realizing that, uh-oh, we're actually making InfoWars bigger by attacking them like this. The Streisand effect is real.
Exactly. Imagine if you had a chance to go back and be in the second American Revolution. This is it. We're delivering. It's happening. The enemy knows. And they're trying to destroy us. So InfoWarsStore.com, get Roger Stone's new book there, Stone's Rules. Get Brain Force, 50% off. Free shipping on all those items, InfoWarsStore.com. Roger, you're going to be back on the War Room on Tuesday. I'll be live hosting on Sunday. You'll be back next week as well. Thank you so much, Roger, and Godspeed.
People ask me how I feel and whether I'm concerned. I've seen this attack on you and smearing you on the Sandy Hook matter. That really, really aggravates me. We're in this together, and we're not going to stop fighting. We will not be silenced. We will not be kneecapped. We're ready to fight, but we can't do it without the help of the InfoWars audience.
I mean, they're like the blood in our arteries. When they give, when they spread the word, they overpower the censors, they financially defeat the enemy. We are our listeners. We are our supporters. So, yes, take advantage of the record sales at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Owen, get ready because you're going to be hosting the Special Veterans War Room with Sawman coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert coming to you from the left coast. Don't forget to check out my new film in the Alex Jones store, Art of the Insult, Trump, the Art of the Insult. We're going to be taking calls later today. You might want to start dialing. It's going to be a very famous guest, Hollywood icon, writer and director Lionel Chetwin, coming up in a few minutes. We're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein and the liberal bias in Hollywood, what it's all about, from the iconic director who's been telling stories of freedom and the American way for many, many years, right in the heart of liberal Hollywood. The phone number is going to be 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-ALEX. Now, before we bring up Lionel Chetwin, want to talk about what is now known as Spygate. All this time, we find out, after all this time, that the Department of Justice, the FBI, CIA, orchestrated an effort to steal the election for Obama's party, the Radical Socialist Democrats, and keep Hillary in office so that Obama's fundamental transformation of America could be complete. Now, what people are not talking about is that Spygate is nothing new. People forget that Obama did it back in 2012. He stole the election using government agencies, using the IRS. Let's take a quick look at the video of Obama talking about IRS interference, and let's see if we can see if he's lying. Let's take a look.
If, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported on and were intentionally targeting conservative groups, then that's outrageous. They have to be held fully accountable. You don't want the IRS ever being perceived to be biased and anything less than neutral in terms of how they operate. I will not tolerate it, and we will make sure that we find out exactly what happened on this.
Okay, so, gee, do you think maybe Obama is lying through his teeth and he knew about it? The IRS, head of the IRS, visited the White House 500 times. Lois Lerner pleads the fifth. So this has been going on for years, and this is the way that Obama operated his police state. It wasn't that five guys at the FBI and my old high school friend Bruce Orr that I went to high school with, they didn't wake up and say, hey, let's commit a bunch of felonies and treason and we'll try to get Hillary elected. This was years of police state activity. It was a natural thing for Obama. Fast and furious, spying on the Associated Press, spying on Fox News, James Rosen, John Brennan, the CIA, spying on the Senate committee, Intelligence Committee. So people remember that, look, after 2 years of Obama from 2008 to 2010, the public knew they'd been had. This guy was not who he says he was. His agenda was not what he said it would be. He was not going to cut the deficit in half. It was not the most transparent government in history. They could see he was pro-Russia, pro-Iranian, pro-Muslim extremist groups. So the Tea Party movement arose across the country. They swept the Democrats out of power in 2010, and they were poised to easily remove Obama in 2012 to get rid of him. The public knew he had lied about everything. So Obama used the police state. He used the IRS to crush the conservative Tea Party movement. They couldn't organize for the 2012 election while the left was allowed to organize. And that's all we actually even know about. So By comparison, let me tell you what a police state is. I experienced it when I visited Russia in 1983. This was the height of the Cold War. Andropov was the former head of the KGB, was president of the Soviet Union. And I went on a tour of Russia, and I also visited families who were trying to leave Russia. And the first thing you notice when you get into Soviet communist Russia is it's like backwards world. There's no food. Even if you have money, there's nothing to buy. The stores are empty. There's only one model of a car with four different colors. And it's like a horror movie from 1984, you know, Orwell. And everything is opposite. The Russian media says everything the opposite of the truth. Communism is great. Free markets are bad. America is oppressive. Americans are starving to death. So the Russian media and the communist officials, all they did was lie. Now, this kind of reminds you of the mainstream media today, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer. When they move their lips, they're lying. Now, what happened to me in Russia? When I arrived at the airport, I got held for 12 hours and questioned all night long because I was an American. I was followed around by, I don't know who, militia, as I walked around Moscow and Leningrad, as I visited different families. When I took a taxi, two guys followed in a red car, and I was visiting someone who was arrested. Now, this was the police state. Now, what happened to me in 2012, can you believe it's America? I flew into Washington, D.C. for CPAC, and I was told not to get off the plane by the co-pilot. Four police officers come and escort me off the plane. They ask me about my films that I produced, and I kind of just laughed, and they eventually let me go. The next time I'm in D.C., the Capitol Police follow me when I leave my hotel, the car, and pull me over, check my ID, and let me go. The IRS opens a five-year-old tax returns and denies all my business expenses. A leftist reporter working for George Soros hacks my bank account. So people that have been opposing Obama and revealing the truth, Dinesh D'Souza, others, we've experienced the police state, not too much different from my 1983 visit to the Soviet Union. Does anybody really believe that if Hillary had been elected, 10,000 votes in a couple of swing states, that there would ever be another free election? Now, in a police state, if you go along with the program, you don't have a problem, no problem. But if you oppose socialism, if you say this isn't working out, the economy is crashing, all the inner cities are getting worse, if you point out their hypocrisy, the police state comes after you. So we're seeing the last vestiges of the police state. Obama did everything he could to stay in power in 2012, and he used the entire tools of state, FBI, DOJ, and they're still not finished with this special counsel. And their goal is to restore the Democrat police state, because Democrat and liberal policies don't work. Socialism does not work. The only way they can maintain power in history is to use force, whether it's the government agencies, the gulag, the actual police to haul you off of airplanes. And I don't know that anyone completely understands, and everyone should understand, how close the United States as a republic, as a constitutional government, came to coming to a permanent end. And that's why myself, InfoWars, Alex Jones, people like Jerome Corsi, of course, Roger Stone, so many others, we fought so hard to bring information to the public and show what the Obama police state was really all about. My film, Dreams of My Real Father, I demonstrated that Obama's real father was a Soviet agent and that Obama was radicalized into this Marxist worldview that held that Americans are deplorable and they must be controlled and guided toward socialism. Coming up, iconic Hollywood director and writer Lionel Chetwynd is going to reveal what's really been going on in Hollywood and how the bias in Hollywood is affecting free speech. Coming up right after the break with Lionel Chetwynd.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert coming to you right from the left coast. You know me from my recent film, of course, is Trump, The Art of the Insult. Don't forget to go to the Alex Jones store, support InfoWars, and get this great new film. Going to be taking some calls shortly for my guest. It's going to be 1-877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. My guest is the iconic Hollywood film director and writer. He's known for such films as Miracle on Ice, Hanoi Hilton, Ruby Ridge, Kissinger, Nixon, so many more films. He was one of the founders of the Hollywood conservative group Friends of Abe. Let's take a quick look at some movie clips to remind you of Lionel's films.
There were 20 of them. They didn't know how they were going to do it, but they knew they wanted to win.
Poked away from him by Ruzioni, but Jones comes back to take over now for Minnesota.
Okay. Just a few of the films from Lionel Chetwin joining us now from the Hollywood Hills. Lionel, welcome to InfoWars.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Joel.
Okay, well, before we get into the Hollywood left liberal bias and everything going on in Hollywood, today Harvey Weinstein was finally brought into court. Can you give us some perspective being in Hollywood all this time? Does the Me Too movement have it right, or is there more to this scenario than people really understand?
Well, you know, Hollywood, the entertainment business generally, has always been something of a twilight in terms of morality, in terms of the way people interact. It's just in the nature of the beast. And clearly there is abuse of attitudes of people towards one another. But it has less to do with gender than what would be led to believe. When in the very beginning of my career, most of the people for whom I worked were men, development executives, and development was largely a male preserve. By the 1990s, it was almost universally women. There are all kinds of stories at two levels. One are women in power who exploited that power to enhance their entertainment, or however you'd like to say that. And so the abusive behavior in Hollywood is not only a function of gender, it's really a function of power. And those who are in power will tend to exploit that power for their own pleasure, enjoyment, or whatever. The other thing is, you'll hear this from people who have one person in particular had a hilarious story. They weren't hilarious, actually. But during the casting sessions for programs, women, young women, particularly the shows that were headed or aimed at a younger audience, they'd come into audition and they'd do what's called the Sharon Stone. You know, they'd flash, sending a clear message of availability should the right thing turn out. So the sexual abuse is real. It's dehumanizing. It's unpleasant. I know many men, including myself when I was younger and looked a little better and was in better shape, I suppose, who have experienced it on the other side. So I know it's endemic. I'm glad they're catching up to thugs like Harvey Weinstein, because Harvey was a thug, and everyone knew he was a thug. The only person that ever stood up to him actually was Brad Pitt, who confronted him at an Emmy party and threatened to bust his jaw if he ever did a certain thing again. But he's the only one I know that ever really stood up. So I'm glad they're cleaning out the male thugs. I hope they'll extend it to all of the thugs, whatever their sexual orientation choices on a particular day.
Okay. Well, you're known as a filmmaker who's told these great American stories of freedom, trying to explain the stories of American heroism and courage and American values for many years. What have you been up against in Hollywood in the past, in your career, and has it gotten worse? Are these stories true that liberals and the left don't want to hear conservatives' points of view or conservative films, even if it would make them a ton of money? Can you give us the background?
Yeah, I think there are various reasons why the liberal point of view was prevailed in spite of the fact it was really counterintuitive in terms of the economic interest of the studios. The problem today are the streaming services, Netflix and Amazon, Hulu, and some of the newer channel stars and so on and so forth. Their concern with their business is not ratings. Ratings no longer kind of generate in that world. It's what they call churn. And churn is the number of people, the difference between the number of people who sign on in a month and the number of people that don't sign on. And if you've got more people signing on than quitting, then you have a positive churn if more quit than. And so they feel the best way to improve their churn is to win awards. So the objective of much of the programming on Netflix, Showtime, and all of these outlets is to win an Emmy, or if they could get a qualifying release to win an Oscar, or to be nominated, or to get, you know, that kind of publicity during award season. They feel that will attract people. Well, of course, the only way you can get those awards is by catering to that very small audience. The Academy, I've been in the Academy for a very long time. My first produced film, The Apprenticeship of Danny Kravitz, I got an Oscar nomination, so I've been a member ever since. But the Academy, 2 years ago, after the Oscars So White campaign, the Board of Governors simply decided there was no debate, there was no vote, there was no notice. Just one day in the mail, in the email comes a notice, we have decided that all people over a certain age can no longer vote. Anyone who's not had a credit in 10 years or a significant role in 10 years is out of the organization in terms of voting. And we will create a new group of voting associate members. The first three were women. All three wore hijabs. One had never made a film, as I recall, but said that she wanted to be a filmmaker, and being a member of the Academy would no doubt help. I'm not sure about that, but you know, so it was done by fiat. So the control of what is measured as success by the members of the industry very much drives the new end users, the new end users. And that's very left wing. And in that sense, it's much worse. Now, in the 80s, I was actually openly backlisted by HBO. The head of production there told, I was on the lot at what was then Lorimore. And so three Lorimore producers independently went in and talked about having me do something. And they said, oh no, he's a conservative. And therefore, he cannot write caring women or gay men. Were gay women and caring women. It was one or the other. I'm not quite sure. And they're very open about it, that I was a conservative. And as far as they were concerned, that disqualified me from being employed by HBO. I confronted them on this. They became very concerned. And I told them, don't worry, I'm not suing you. I'm a conservative. We don't have any tort lawyers. They failed to see the humor in that. But eventually, of course, they did hire me again. And I got them. I got some awards for them, so I guess they thought it was okay. But now there's no open blacklisting of that sort. But there is a very stiff whitelisting process that goes on, which is much more insidious and much more dangerous and much more anti-democratic than blacklist. Because the blacklist, you can confront. You can do what I did. Insist that they meet with me and just confront them and embarrass them. It was a lot of fun. One of my better days in the entertainment business. But you can't do that with a whitelist, you see. A whitelist is really a list of who's employable as opposed to who's not employable.
We're going to come back in a couple minutes. We got another segment. We'll take some phone calls with Lionel Chetwynd from the Hollywood Hills. You can call in at 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Back after the break with writer and director Lionel Chetwynd.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert here with you from Los Angeles. We're going to continue with my guest, iconic conservative and American storyteller, writer and film director Lionel Chetwynd. You know him from such famous films as Miracle on Ice, Hanoi Hilton, Ruby Ridge, so many more. We're going to continue with Lionel. Lionel, what would happen today if a lighting director would show up at a Hollywood studio wearing a Trump Make America Great Again hat? And why do they hate Donald Trump so much?
Oh, my. That's a complicated question. First of all, if someone showed up in a MAGA hat, probably wouldn't get by security. Or I can't answer the question because it's almost beyond my imagination that anyone would do anything like that. I mean, it would just be so obviously in their face. Why do they hate Trump? They hate Trump for a lot of reasons. Number one, it's interesting that most of the sins of which they accuse him are their own sins. They say he's harsh on women. Yeah, he's harsh on women. He speaks in a vulgar fashion. The most vulgar language I've ever heard is very frequently at pitch meetings or at executives, writers' tables. And there's no distinction between men and women when it comes to the use of the vulgar language. So I think that they hate him because of his success, in spite of being everything they pretend not to be, but in fact are. And it's very convoluted, but if you follow me, you know, also he threatens. He's very threatening. They're part of an elite who exerts so much control over our daily lives in a subliminal way, very invidious way, in a way that George Orwell would have admired. And he's a disruptor. Not really a disruptor in terms, and this is my argument with him, he's not really the disruptor. The disruption has been the incursion of the left into our daily life, and what they call progressive, which is the old word for communist, and there's a better description for what most people really are, whether they know it or not. I mean, the communist in the sense of an all-powerful state. And he is disrupting their disruption. And that's, you know, really disturbing because a career in a place like Hollywood is very fragile. I mean, look, if you could bring down Harvey Weinstein in a half an hour, no one can imagine how powerful he once was. That's just an example of the fragility of a success in Hollywood. A disruptor is terribly dangerous and threatening to each of them on an individual basis, and of course to the community as a whole.
Can you tell the story? I know you had a recent experience with your entertainment attorney for many, many years, how they treated you, even though you were a client for forever.
Yeah, well, my lawyer, interesting, was actually a conservative. I've been my lawyer for over 35 years. I had really done him more favors than he had done me. Because I was the only person actually openly supporting George W. Bush in both of his election campaigns. I was sort of his go-to guy in Hollywood, and I arranged for George W. Bush to attend a big gala in this guy's honor. I did very well by this guy. He got him appointed to or brought to Carlo's attention his usefulness as a government appointee to several boards and so on. And I was summarily fired after a discussion. We were having lunch in a small restaurant near their law office. They're very powerful attorneys, the most powerful in town. And I had defended, actually I was defending Cruz. Later I defended Trump. And then they said, look, he took me in line. He said, I got to let you go. He said, I love you. And, you know, it was like being dumped. It's not me, it's you, you know. I'd rather it's not you, it's me. And they had to let me go. He said, because the other clients and the partners were not comfortable having me in the family. For no other reason than I openly supported Trump. And a relationship. The best thing was, then they sent me back my files, 11 boxes. And they then sent me the bill. They sent me the bill for the transport company. And I wrote it back an email saying, yeah, in Red China, you know, they would send a bill to the families of the executed for the cost of the bullet to kill their relative. I said, you fired me, you pay the bill. I've not heard from you since.
Did they buy you lunch at least? Did they pay for that lunch?
Well, they did, but it was the worst lunch I've ever had. It was undercooked. I almost only talked to the chef. It was nothing but an undercooked Alfredo, you know, with running white eggs.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Will in California, wants to ask about the Hanoi Hilton. Let's go with Will in California. Go ahead. For Lionel Chetwynd.
Hello, Mr. Chetwynd. How are you?
I'm well, Will. How are you?
Great. I was fortunate enough to be a part of Hanoi Hilton. I was one of the POWs, and I just wanted to let you know that I learned so much on that set. The military expertise that was around was top-notch, and it's one of the most authentic films about the POWs of Hanoi. I wanted to ask, one of the actors in the film, I believe Jeffrey Jones, am I correct? Was that?
Yeah, Jeffrey, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
It was Jeffrey in the film, yeah. He was
Jeffrey Jones, and I know that something happened with him and he was accused of pedophilia. Do you know about the way it was rampant back then as opposed to now? The difference between it, if you knew anything was going on back then, versus what you know now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the call. Lionel, two things. Do they handle sensitive cases any differently now and then? And my follow-up question is, can you or someone else make a major film like Hanoi Hilton in the future? Or is it going to be too tough to get the execs to approve it?
Well, I didn't know anything. I mean, Jeffrey was always very, quiet, and he was a terrific guy and a wonderful actor. For those who don't know, Camp Place immediately, he was the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, as well as playing the senior officer in Hanoi Hilton. Could you make the Hanoi Hilton? I knew nothing about it. I heard about it afterward and was very disappointed in him and in what became of it. Could you make a film like the Hanoi Hilton? Do they treat it differently? No, I don't know. I really don't know. They'll put up with drug addiction. You can detox, but there, thus far, is no acceptable detox procedure for that kind of behavior. And whether there should be or not, I don't know. It's under discussion. Could you make the Hanoi Hilton today? If you hyped up the violence, I mean, it was unfortunately a fairly violent film because it was a violent experience. The conceit of Hanoi Hilton, and thank you for Will for being part of it, was that it would be the experience of seeing through the eyes of the POWs. I got a lot of notes. I had framed for a while notes from ABC saying the North Vietnamese are not sympathetic enough. I mean, you need balance. I said, well, it's through the POWs' eyes. There wasn't much balance for them. I think if you just made it as just a violent film and stressed the violence more than we tried to stress the psychological strength of our POWs, you know, over 10,000 Americans were taken into captivity during the Vietnam War. 730 came home. 730 out of at least 10,000. So it was a pretty brutal experience. And I think if you turned it into that, but kind of made the Americans really nasty and kind of deserving of whatever they got, you might be able to do it that way. In fact, that was most of the liberal critics savaged the film. Stanley Kaufman in The New Republic called it filth. He said authentic and therefore dangerous. At least he acknowledged it was authentic. Their view was on the left that the Americans were evil murderers and the Vietnamese were, put upon people. So if you did it from that point of view, you can make it. But not from the point of view I made it. No, they wouldn't even talk to you. There's a lot of lip service to the military here. But in those days, I used to go to meetings wearing my old Army field jacket with the patches still on it, just to intimidate people because they'd never seen a soldier, even one as limp as me. Yeah.
Okay. One last question. We're going to have to go real quick. How do you feel about the new Roseanne show coming back with some conservative messages? I guess she's got a cross-dressing grandchild. What are they trying to accomplish here, real quick?
I think they're just trying to broaden the audience, and so they're paying some attention to the proclivities of Hollywood with, I think, some of that. Time will tell whether it drifts more to the left or whether it becomes more solid and as a voice for the American working class. I hope it's the latter and not the former.
Okay, Lionel Chetwynd, thanks so much for all your comments. Everyone, this is InfoWars. Stay tuned for more. And again, thanks to Lionel Chetwynd for the chat today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.